Also done. The story of a faithful old dog tall be the brother Graham. One day, Sultan Master decides that the dog has grown too old to be useful and decides to get rid of him. Fortunately, Sultan has a friend, the wolf, who has a plan to help him out. A farmer once had a faithful dog called Sultan, who had grown old and lost all his teeth, so that he could no longer bite. One day, the farmer was standing with his wife before the house door and said, "Tomorrow I intend to shoot old Sultan. He is no longer of any use." His wife, who felt pity for the faithful beast, answered, "He has served us so long and been so faithful that we might well keep him." "Eh, wife," said the man, "you are not very sharp. He has not a thought left in his mouth, and no thief is afraid of him. Now he may be off. If he has served us, he has had good fighting for it." The poor dog, who was lying straight out in the sun not far off, had heard everything and was sorry that the morrow was to be his last day. He had a good friend, the wolf, and has crept out in the evening into the forest to him and complained of the fate that awaited him. "Listen, Will," said the wolf, "and don't be sad. I will help you out of your trouble. I have thought of something. Tomorrow, early in the morning, your master is going with his wife to make hay, and they will take their little child with them, for no one will be left behind in the house. As usual during wartime, they will lie the child under the head in the shed. You lie there too, just as if you wish to get if eh give it eh to guard it. Then I will come out of the wood and carry off the child. You must rush swiftly after me. I will let it fall, and you will take it back to its parent, who will think that you have saved it and will be far too grateful to do you any harm." "Harm," quit the opposite. "You will be there to their heart, and they will never let you lack for anything again." The plan pleased the dog, and it was carried out just as it was arrived. the father's crime when he saw the wolf running across the field with his child. But when old Sultan broke it back, then he was full of joy and struck him and said, "Not a hair of your shall be hurt. You shall eat my bread free as long as you live." To his wife he said, "Go home at once and make old Sultan some sagi bread that he will not have to beat, and bring the pillow out of my bed. I will give it to him to lie upon from that time on." Old Sultan was as well off as he could wish to be. Soon afterward, the wolf visited him and was pleased that everything had succeeded so well. "But listen well," said he, "you will just wink an eye when I carry off one of your master's fat sheep. Do not reckon upon that," answered the dog. "I will remain true to my master." "I cannot agree to that," the wolf, who thought that this call not be spoken in earnest, came creeping about in the night and was going to take away the sheep. But faithful old Sultan barked, and the farmer chased after the wolf with a big stick. The wolf had to back off, but he cried out to the dog, "Why obeyed, you scoundrel, you shall pay for this." The next morning the wolf sent the wild boar to challenge the dog to come out into the forest so that they might settle the affair. Old Sultan could find no one to stand by him but a cat with only their leg, and as they went out together, the poor cat limped along and at the same time scratched out her tail into the air with pain. The wolf and his friend were already on the spot appointed, but when they saw their enemy coming, they thought that he was bringing a saber with him, for they mistook the outstretched tail of the cat for one. When the poor beast hopped on it, there's
like
their like they called only thing every time that it was picking up a stone the to throw at them, so they were both afraid. The wheelbarrow crept into the underworld, and the wolf jumps up a tree. The dog and the cat, the dog and the cat, when they come up, wondered that there was no one to be seen. The wheelbarrow, however, had not been able to hide himself altogether, and one of his ears was still to be seen. Whilst the cat was looking careful about the bird, moved his ear. The cat, who thought it was a mouse moving there, jumped upon it and bit it hard. The boar made a fearful noise and ran away, crying out, "The guilty one is up in the tree." The dog and cat looked up and saw the wolf, who was ashamed of having proved himself to be so afraid, and made friends with the dog.